Dvar Halacha, Monday night. Wine has a special bracha, Borei Pri Hagafen, and not Borei Pri Ha'etz, as it was, you see from the Gemara, it would be Borei Pri Ha'etz, but it's a special bracha, Borei Pri Hagafen, and we make Kiddush, Koshel Bracha. The reason is because the Gemara explains the specialness of wine. It's misameach and it's soed. It actually fills you up, it satiates you to a degree, and also it's misameach. Now, these two things are probably because of the alcohol content, which gives rise to the question of why grape juice is Borei Pri Hagafen, and we make, and why you can make Kiddush on grape juice, as it says in Shulchan Aruch. So Machronim answer, the Mincha Shlomo from Zalman and the Mincha Yitzchak say because it's roy, it will if left on its own, you put it outside, it will ferment and it will it's roy lekach. And after they pasteurize the grape juice, the pasteurist, it will no longer be able to ferment. So from Zalman says. So there's two ways to handle that question. Three ways, actually. One is, some achronim hold, you don't make a Borei Pri Hagafen on grape juice that has in it... Well, there's two cases. There's the pasteurization of the grape juice, and also many grape juices, maybe most, I didn't do the research, has in it chemicals that would prevent, actually, fermentation. So when you have grape juice in that matzav, so what do you do then? It's not roy to become wine, we'll call it, to get alcohol. So some achronim say, enochanami, maybe you some present day poskim say, you know, maybe we taka, you should not be making Borei Pri Hagafen or kiddush on such grape juice. Rav Zalman says that since it had a shem yayin before you pasteurized it, or before you put in these chomrim, these ingredients, these chemicals, so it retains the shem yayin, and that's why you could. Other achrenim say because it's the same min, they bechal are not bothered by the whole issue. Once it's considered the same min, you don't need that every manifestation of that min be misameach v'soeh. It's enough if it's the same min. So again, on grape juice, it's Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Kiddush Borei Pri Hagafen. There are present day poskim that hold that's only when the grape juice is roy to become wine. Most of our present day grape juices, commercial, that are not roy to become wine anymore. They have an issue with that. Others say no, it already got a shem yayin, so it doesn't lose it. Or it's bechal the same min, so it's not a problem. There is another issue, which is apparently, and I think normative halacha, the way we conduct ourselves and the way the Olam Lamaisa does it, is to make a Borei Pri Hagafen and kiddush on such grape juice. It's a bit more problematic, the idea that yayin poiter kol minei mashkin, whether it has the chashivus that it's a primary mashke and it's poiter kol minei mashkin. There are more achronim that say, well, it's not so poshut that you could do that with grape juice, and they suggest eating and making a shahakol on something else and patering the soda or whatever it is you're going to drink. Again, it's hard to say normative halacha because most people don't know what they're doing anyway, so they just do it. But I think it's safe to say that kiddush and Borei Pri Hagafen on grape juice has become the norm. The idea of patering mikol mashkin is taka more problematic, and many suggest, again, like I say, taking something that's a shahakol and patering the mashkin. What?